So we were holding in the middle of Shmon Esrei here, and we're on Daf Shmon Esrei. So continuing on Daf Yud Chet, we were up to the Olotehim Zivkehim, the Ratzon HaMizbechi, which brought us up to Ritzeh. And after Ritzeh, Kivan Shabbat Avodah, so when we have the Avodah, it's time now for Todah. Shnei Mazoveach Todah Yechadunani. This is the Zvicha, the Ritzeh, leads directly into the Hoda'ah. And why now Birkat Kohanim? Ra'u lomar Birkat Kohanim akar Hoda'ah? Yechtiva Yisa Aharon et Yadav Vela'am Vayevorachim. And what is that? How's that connected? Because it says, Vayered mi'asot achat. So apparently, now we're going to explain this a little better in a moment, but apparently the Avodah is linked directly to the Birkat Kohanim is linked directly to the Avodah. Wait, it says, Vayered me'asot achatat ve'olah, mashma that it comes first, Vayisa Aaron et yadav, right? So first he does Birkat Kohanim, and then he brings the Korbanot. Ima kodem avodah. No, you're not reading it correctly. Lo sakotayt. If it says, Vayered me'asot, it doesn't say la'asot, me'asot. Apparently, it's saying that he did this, Vayisa Aaron et yadav ve'la'am, after having already done the Aveda, which means that it sounds like immediately after Aveda comes now Birkat Kohanim, in which case we have a problem again. So then why don't we do it Leimra Achar Avodah? Why did we do Modin before Birkat Kohanim? We should have done Ritzeh, interrupted at that point with Birkat Kohanim, and then gotten back to Modin. No, you can't say that. We've already shown that it says Zoveach Todah Yechadunani. That was the raya that Zvicha is directly related to Hodah. Okay, so you have two second you're saying. Your one pasuk says Vayered me'asot, which means that Birkat Kohanim comes directly after Zvicha, after Avicha. The other pasuk says that Hodah comes. So my chazita de samacha ha'is. But what is leading you, bottom line, to rely on that remez instead of this one? Well, I mean, Mistavra Avodah v'Hoda'ah Chanam Yiltah. It doesn't make sense that Hoda'ah is basically a form of Avodah, isn't it? I mean, that's the point. As a matter of fact, it's very interesting. The Rambam calls the last three brachot structure of the Shmon Esrei Hoda'ah. Everybody asks on him in a way. It's not literally Hoda'ah. If we put Hoda'ah and Avodah together, they actually bring a raya from this against the Girsa of the Ashkenazim, who have the Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom. Because in Shalom Rav, there's no Hoda'ah. Whereas in Sim Shalom, we talk about that, the wonderful good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, or all that's left out. And indeed, the Taimanim, Minagis do it like the Rambam, that you always do, Sim Shalom, and they assign them to at least Shabbos and Mincha. As usual, the Ashkenazim have managed to take out some of the joy.
Shabbos and Mincha, they do what? Sim Shalom?
Always Sim Shalom. All the time, Sim Shalom. Never.
Every
the Taimanim do everything. Yeah, they don't have this Shalom Ra. So now, why is it that we come to Sim Shalom after Birkat Kohanim? Maru ulomar Sim Shalom achar Birkat Kohanim. Because after Birkat Kohanim, after the three brachot, it says, V'samu et shmi'o b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorotei. What is that brach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I know what that is. Birkat, Shadda, brachat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Shalom. Half. I don't leave over some chas on your teeth. So therefore we have now the full Shmon Esrei. I don't get it. If you tell me that Me'ah V'Esrim Zekenim, you said in the Breiser, maybe Rabbi Yochanan said, you had 120 Zekenim with Kama Levim, Retiknu Tfila Ala Seder, Shimon HaPakuli. Why in the world did we need Shimon HaPakuli to be Mesader, the Yudchet Brachot, in front of Rav Gamliel, that was already taken care of from the time of the Anshei Hagdolah? Yes, it's Hagdolah. My he's here. When it says that he set it up, it doesn't mean that he was the one who created the Seder. It was Shachum V'Chazru V'Yazdum. The point over here is that it was one of those things that had gotten Mishbash, forgotten, and he set it back up. You might think that this Mesech has something to do with remembering things. Mikan V'Elech. But from that point on, Asur l'saper b'shevachos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it is that we've been kuveya now in the brocha has been a definition and determination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga. Each one of these brochot refers to a hanhaga with the insight of 120 of the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, including the vias and so on. You cannot go around creating your own brochot or be kuveya any other sense of shevach, except as a reaction to a particular event, and even then it can't be kavua in a bracha. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, my dechti mi malel gevorot Hashem yashmiya kol tehilato. The way of understanding that pasuk is, who is the one for whom it's appropriate to be mimalel gevorot Hashem? L'mina ala malel gevorot Hashem. L'mish yachol lashmiya kol tehilato. So when you can figure out how to say everything there is to say about God, you could start. But until then, it's best that you would shut up. Omar Rabba Barbachan, or Rabbi Yochanan, the saper b'shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoter midai nekar min haolam. All of these people that you always go around talking about, you know, the Lord this and the Lord that.
Praise the Lord.
Shenemar hayesupar lo ki adaber. Can you indeed be misaper HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheva that it would be right to speak? Imamar ish, if a man intended to do that, yivulah, he will be swallowed up, because it's only insulting. That's its absurdity, it's a little stupidity, a little biped walking around over here with his ideas about God. It was outrageous. It's a mela to be conveyed. Okay, so for every silly idea that pops into a head of a passing phenomenon on this earth, for him to go around and reading it into the ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserves ki yivulah. It's best to learn to shut up. So if you have over here this type of anshik b'ezot hagdolah that define what is a brocha kavua, then you have a right to do so, but not to go around talking. Dorash Reb Yehuda Ishkvar Giburaya. Ramila Ishkvar Gibor Chayil. It's interesting that the Giburaya seems to be related, according to many of the analysts, the Nivoraya, which is the fire. Is that shul that was discovered where Rebbe Lazar Amodai is buried? Have you ever been to Rebbe Lazar Amodai? It's a beautiful between on the back road between Tzvat and Dalton. There's a back road that runs through the forest, and there is a Beit HaKnesset there. It survives from the Aron Kodesh there. The Ktav on the Aron Kodesh has this mournful plaque that was donated by so-and-so 200 years after the Churban. So had they known. But in any event, So they say that Navorna is the Kvar Giburaya, is Navoraya, which became Giburaya. It's just amazing to think of Jews holding on and the circumstances and the commitments. You see layer after layer of the Beit HaKnesset, 200 years after, 600 years after, 1200 years after. That's like, you know, we don't remember the name of the Kvar. It's Giburaya. We had a life for a millennia. That's a frightening thing. My dechtiv, in any event, what did he say? My dechtiv, lecha dumiyat ila. The greatest praise of all is silence. The sounds of silence are, in fact, more at HaKadosh Baruch Hu than all of the silly praises. And that's what they say. Sama dekula mashtuka. The best sam of all, the best medication of all, the best potion of all, the magical potion is silence. Ki yosur of dimi omer amri b'marova. They have a saying back in Eretz Yisrael. Mila besela, they'll pay you a buck for a word, but mashtoka betrayed, they'll pay you two for shutting up. It doesn't matter how valuable what you have to say is, it's certainly more valuable to be quiet.
Speaking of.
Sorry? Oh, speaking of.
All in the time.
Kora al peh lo yatsa. So if you read the Megillah al peh, you're not yotze. Now, how do we know that? You know, Omar Rava at Zechira. We learn it out actually from, interestingly enough, Zechirat Amalek. What an amazing coincidence! Ayamima ela nizkarim. And by Amalek it says Ktav zot zikaron basefer. So just like it says beferush by Mechirat Amalek basefer, Avkan basefer. Yeah, but how do you know Zechira means reading anyway? I never did quite get that. And he's talking about Nizkarim is reading. Maybe Nizkarim means to be ma'ayin, to remember it. Let it cross your mind. Dilma iyun ba'alma. No, absolutely not. No sagadaita. Because it says Zechor. And we darshan this in the right, actually, the Tanya. Zechor, yochol ba'lev, you might think that means to, and the internal process we call remembering something. But it says lotishka. Tareshikhat ha'lev amur. The Torah is already addressed that issue, remembering. Therefore, ma nimikayim zechor must mean lahazkir, to say it over. Kara targub lo yatsa. How exactly did you read it in Targum? Ilema dechtiva mikra v'kari le targum. Is it written normally, this Megillah? And you, as you're reading it, are now saying it over on Targum? Isn't that alpe? Because basically, a translation is not what you're reading. So lo tzricha dechtiva targum v'kari le targum. It must mean that this Megillah indeed is written in Targum Hebrew language, and he's reading it in whatever that he's reading. But you can read it to speakers of English, let's say, in English. I don't understand the mission. First it says, and then you say, but you can. What does that mean? So Rabbi Shmuel Darmitavayo, this has got to be referring dafka to Greek, las yivani, because then that's a shita. Then we had Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that Greek is different. Okay, but how's the Megillah written? Is it written in Hebrew and he's reading it in Greek? So then that's halpeh. No, it's tuva b'laz yevanit. It's actually written in Greek and you can read it in Greek. We'll soon see that this is not sufficient. Once we're on the topic of what? The topic of Rav Acha Amar b'lozer. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Avinu El? Shenemar vayikra lo El. Who called him El? Elokei Yisrael. Because the Esau Kedayich L'Mizbeach Kori LeYaakov El. If it's referring to the naming of the Mizbeach by Yaakov Avinu, then it should say vayikra lo Yaakov Kel. Ela vayikra lo LeYaakov El. Umikor o El. Elokei Yisrael. Therefore, the way to understand it is that it's God calling Yaakov El. This points out that we have many cases where we have the Kriya of a Megillah, of a Mizbeach, a name, but it doesn't say the person who called it. And we always understand vayikra shmo Hashem Nisi. I'm going to say that Hashem gave him the name Nisi. He gave the name of the Mizbeach Hashem Nisi. What's wrong with that? Vayikra lo Hashem Shalom. What's wrong with that? Say the same thing over here. So Tosfos says, because if you have a Nes Miuchad that we can now understand that it's being used to call the name for, then you don't need to explain who's calling what. But over here, we don't know of any particular Maisa that was being referred to. Therefore, to clarify who's doing the talking, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing the talking, it should say, Vayikra lo Yaakov. Maisa, you said that this is true now in Greek. It says, Korah. Yiptit, Ivrit, Ilmit, Madit, Yivanit. You try reading the Megillah to an Israeli in Hebrew, so then you're not Yotz, lo Yotz. You have to read it in the Megillah. Rashi says the Ivrit referred to over here is the ancient language of the Anshe Ever Anahar, Ivrit. So you're not Yotz, eh? It says here, Beferush, Yivanit. Now, it doesn't make any distinction between Yivanit and Yiptit. So how do you say that Yivanit is Miyuchet? Alodam Yalaloha, the correct way of understanding it is, therefore the Mishnah, Giptit le-Giptim, Ivrit le-Ivrim, Ilmim le-Ilmim, Ilamit le-Ilamim, Yevanit le-Yevanim, Yatsa. Point of the Mishnah, therefore, is to make a distinction between people who understand that language, people who don't understand that language. If you understand the language, so then you're Yotzi in that language. Vashenkin in Lashon HaKodesh should be Yotze, no matter whether you understand it or not.
What?
That's a big machlok I forgot yesterday in the Yerushalmi. Whether this means, it depends how you understand the sugya before. If it's not, the Gra based on Yerushalmi says that it's not called Koral Pe Targum, if you do the Targum out of the Megillah. But others learn that it has to be written in that language. Tosfos shot earlier. It has to be written in that language, and even though we say it's not Matami Yatayadayim, that's only that it's not Matami Yadayim, because it's not Roy for Kriya to everybody. So that only if it's in Hebrew, or if it's in Ashuris, or it's in Greek, it would be Matami Yatayim, because there it's right for anybody. But in other languages, it's still kosher in the Kriya. That's how we understand the sugya. And he puts the matarich, the two sugyas, in that way. But then there's another question. Even if it's written in another language, does it have to be written in Ashuri? With Otian, it has to be transliterated in there. Is there a dinik sav in that language?
Ladino.
Yeah. So all Jewish languages adapt it. That's also a question. What is translation? There's some who learn that the translation has to be literal and in the same order. Which is mad. In other words, it has to be like one of those, the linear. Comes across it. Like the spam detectors use that very, very quickly and easily. You can detect spam almost instantly by the type of translations. I have machine translation. I have no idea what they're talking about. It's obviously spam. It's incredible that there are people dumb enough to actually open it. It's like one of them. In any event, this is a big machlokes. A lot of lemaisa, and as the poskim brings, Kranogu by Yisrael, we only read from a Megillah that's Shera, that's written properly. You don't understand, you're not understanding. So therefore, the way to understand it here it says Yevanim, Yevanit the Yevanim is no different than anybody else. Wait a minute. So then, now that you're saying that that's a pshat, then what were Rav and Shmuel referring to? What Rav and Shmuel said, what they didn't know this? Rav and Shmuel said that the meaning of the Mishnah is Laz Yevanim. If now we're saying that you can read it to anybody, why didn't they? they say it means, the way to read the Mishnah is, you can't use another language for someone who is not a low A's, but if he is a low A's, he can use any language. Well, what's miyuchad about Greek? Ela masnis in kebraisa, 100% right. The Mishnah, indeed, is like the braisa. In other words, you can't read it in another language unless to a person that that's his language. What Rav and Shmuel were talking about was not the Mishnah. The Mishnah was simple to understand, like the braisa says. Rav and Shmuel were stam talking halacha, be'almid. Rav and Shmuel de Amri tarvayu a new halacha. That as opposed to other laas yevani is la kol kasher. So that just like if you read it in Lashon HaKodesh, you're yotze for everybody, whether you understand it or not, so too, yevanit. You just said yevanitli yevanim. Yevanitli yevanim means that's got to be your language. But lekula yalma lo, but not for other people. That's true, but that's the sheet of the Rabbona. If you hold up Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tzadon Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, af sefarim lo itir shi katfu ela yevanit, so therefore they were paskening. What's miyuchad about Yevani? The same thing that's miyuchad about Ashurit. It'd be yotze as a universal Megillah. They were going in the shita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So then just say so, for heaven's sake. Say, halachic Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. What are you making up like there's a new din over here? You're paskening Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, paskening Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. No, no. If they would have said halachic Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, so hava mina hanimi lishar svarim, ava Megillah dechtiv ba kichtava meimalo adra. I would have thought that the Megillah is miyuchad. It has to be the lashon of the because the point of the whole Megillah is that it's written Kichtavam. Kichtavam, the Ktav of the Yehudim, is dafka to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Mashmalan, that even when it comes to the Megillah, Reb Shimon Gamliel actually still would say that Yevanit is a universal language in the same way that Lashon HaKodesh is universal. It comes out interesting, Nafka Mina is La'alocha, because there's a machlokas about whether this is true. I think I mentioned it yesterday, not only Yerushalmi, but whether this is true for anyone who speaks a language. Or is it dafka if it's your only language? So to Americans, you can read in English, but not to normal people.
They don't know
the other language.
The British will say they don't know English.
Yes, that's funny. Read in America.
In America, they haven't used it for years.
There's a Hamina that you could write a drawing with, and that's
not a Hamina. Yeah. Because of the special remes and kichtavam. That's right.
This week.
So then there's, oh, so this is a machlokas, whether it's unique or whether it's, so there's an afkamina also lagabe Greek. In other words, it's the Rashba, it's dafka, you have to be able to speak only that language. That's how he understands the meaning of a low A's over here. The Ram paskins like that, but makes the distinction is that dafka liba, if you're going to Shita from Begamalio, so I say he paskins against that. In other words, it doesn't matter, but he says that in Greek. If you have another language, it doesn't matter, but another language is anything that would matter. So even today, there's enough. I mean, again, the Rambam says there is no Greek today. So we that's not really Greek. That's garbage Greek. So we can't use that either for Megillah, for Nishtab Shaut, Lashon, and so on. And the Maisa, I mean, we don't really do it because of all of these complications. Halo Eish Shema Shirit Yatsa. Ask the Gemara, how can you be Yotzi if he doesn't know what you're talking about? I mean, isn't language, doesn't that mean to understand something? Although you're the Mekama, if you don't know what it's saying, how are you Yotze? What kind of question is that? And people who never learned Nashim, Ameha Aret, it's how they Yotze, and they don't know what it means. Maskele Ravina, what do you mean? You're making pretend that you do know. You don't know anything either. I challenge you. Go ahead. Translate those words. You don't know what those words mean. So, Miyadina. So, how come you're Yotze if you don't know what they mean? So, Ella Mitzvat Kriya, look, there's a mitzvah to read it, not to understand it. There's a mitzvah to be Mefarsim, okay? People get a general idea that something big happened. That's important. And if that's the case, mitzvat kriyot pursume nisa. You can say the same thing. Same thing you do for Achashonim b'nei Aramakim. By the way, based on this, actually the Mefarshim should say that if you're reading it to someone, speaks laws, you can't translate Achashonim b'nei Aramakim. You have to say that as it is, because you don't know what it means. Because it says you don't know what it means. I know, but over there it's over here, it's because of presume nisa. Over there, Lefar, it means actually. I mean, it could be that you could be Yotze, the element of the Lotishkak, separately from the Zahira. Because the Lotishkak would be enough that you know, and you know that this is what I'm reading in order to be Makayim. That's the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All official Persian statements were made in three languages: Babylonian, Persian, Babylonian, Elamite. All cups of ivory are all inscribed in the three languages. The famous ivory cylinder, he says, I'm welcome to Banks and Blushing, is written actually in Babylonian, telling them my view. So this Hapada and addressing each person in their language, uniquely, was there a Kiddush, uniquely Persian, instead of everybody else, where I'm supposed to.
Hello, is Sheshama Ashurit Yatzat. We did that. Next. Lo have is speaking about Seirugin. Karas Seirugin Yatzat says over here, if you read it in pieces, you'd be Yotze. Now, Lo have Yadi Rabbanim, my Seirugin. Speaking of language and not knowing what words mean, they didn't know what that meant. What exactly is Seirugin? Of course, famous story before. So, Shabua La Amta Deve Rebbe, they heard the Shivcha in Rebbe's home, the Carmel, the Rabbanan, the Isle Paske Paske was going bananas, like ringing the doorbell, coming in late this year. So she finally shouts at them, Seirugin. And then they understood, oh, that's what Seirugin means. Afyomi. So lo have yadar my chaluk lugot. They also didn't know all those sugyas. Keeps talking about these chaluk lugot, which are some veggie, but something small.
Is this Aramaic? They were familiar with an Aramaic?
No, they were speaking Aramaic.
But yeah, different, very different types of Aramaic.
Could be a Seirugin being lashon hakodesh, no?
The Rambam point out, you know, thinking about language. We talked about even the simple workers in Rebbe's house, they were such very much in London, you know, and Rabbanan. Even it may have been a more popular thing, but he uses it as a riot that they were like became, and our expert of language.
This is
you
claim that Hebrew is still spoken
well after
speaking
So anyway, they didn't know what Chalug Lugot was, so they heard there was a guy over there in Shir. She was really the Mashgiah. So she said to this guy who was playing around over there with Parpachini, so that made it very clear what Chaluk Lugot are. How long are you going to keep playing around with your Parpachinis? So now we knew that Parpachinis were Chaluk Lugot. I have no idea. My salsalava to Romim. What does salsala mean exactly? There was a guy sitting in Shiru, kept pushing his hair around his finger. And so she said, leave your hair alone in the middle of Shiru. So now they knew what salsala means. You keep working on Torah, and you keep feeling it, twisting it, looking at it again, and then it uplifts you. What is this Yahav? What is a Yahav? He will take care of him if you give him your Yahav. So anyway, one day, they were coming along, walking along with an Arab, as Rabbi Barbachana says, I was walking along with this guy, and I was carrying this heavy package on my back, and he says to me, Shkol Yahavecha Ushti Agmalai, take your Yahav and throw it onto my camel. So I now knew what a Yahav was. A whole beautiful Meshivah, we claim in terms of the Luyish. Why was it after Itaya? Because there's an Indian of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his own midot. Even though it was, it's hard to forgive Avram for that little question. If you want to just listen, then let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of Yishmael, what do you got to worry about? But that's there's an Indian of taking your own feelings about a thing, you're throwing it on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should be knowing in your midot. So Dafka by Yishmael, Ram is this Indian. Lo Abi, huh? A burden. Lo Abi, everything you're carrying around, got a heavy heart, take your burden that makes things heavy and lighten your load.
That was given as a name to children.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a very fitting name.
Does that also
mean
that
yourself? You have that Ava comes out. Mm-hmm, sorry. Sure it does. Of course. Lo Abiyadi Rabbana Maiva Ta'atatiya. And wipe them out with a broom of destruction. Well, what in the world is that? Nobody knew what that was. Shemua La'amta Deve Rebbe Da'avi Amala Chaverta Shkuli Tatita Vatati Beto. We take a broom and sweep up the house. And then they knew that this is sweep things clean. Say in English, make a clean sweep of things, start over. Turn around. Kor Asse Rugin Yatsa. If you read the Megillah in parts, piece by piece, you'd be Yotze. But Seirusin Lo Yatzas. If you make the Saresatan, the Gravitashe, you cut off a piece, you move it back to a previous piece. Now that you can't do. Lo Yatzas. Obviously, that would be, as we said, that would be the Mafreya. Rabbi Muna, Omer Mishum Rav Yehuda, the truth is Seirugin is not so Pasha. After Seirugin, you would not be Yotze. Im Shaha Kadeli Gmoret Kulan Choselero. If you've made such a long break between two pieces of the Megillah that you could have finished the entire Megillah during the course of that break, you have to start over again. And Omer of Yosef, Alachak Rabbi Mona. Yosef claims that's how we pass him. Mona was set over Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Abaye the Rabbi Yosef. So I asked Yosef, you pass, that's how law comes. Maybe you can also tell me what the shear is of Kedei Ligmorat Kula. Is it Mehecha de Koy Lesefa? Is it from the point that you're at till the end of the Megillah? Or is it Kedei Ligmorat Kula, meaning from the beginning to the end? Mireisha Lesefa. Omer Abaye. Of course it means from beginning to end, because otherwise, Natata Dvar. It makes sense that wherever you happen to be defines the Ashir. Ashir is meant to be the Ashir. So the Ashir of a Hafsaka is what it would take to read the Megillah. Om Rebaba, Om Reb Yirmiyah, Barava, Om Arav. Halachak Rebbe Mona, Ushmuel Omer, Ein Halachak Rebbe Mona. Whereas this is his version that we just had, that Reb Yirmiyah quotes, Reb Yirmiyah, Barava quotes Rav, to say it's like Rebbe Mona. That was the Surah's version. The Pumbedisa's version was Om Rav Kam, Om Arav, Halachak Rebbe Mona. And Shmuel Amar Ein Halachak Rabbi Mona. So now, stop it. Ein Halachak Rabbi Mona. And Rav Bibi, according to this, this was Masri Ibcha, that Rav says Ein Halachak Rabbi Mona. The Shmuel Amar Halachak Rabbi Mona. And Rav Yosef said Nekot Rav Bibi Biadecha makes more sense to say that the Shmuel is the one who said Halachak Rabbi Mona, and Rav said that the Halachak is not like Rav Mona, which is why, as Tosfos points out, it should make sense that Ein Halachak Rabbi Mona, because we paskin like Rav Bisuri, which is why Shmuel was called El Asar. You remember, not in Isser. He may be a king, but not when it comes to Isser. So we remember therefore that Halachak is like Rav, and that even if you were Shah today, Ligmor Esula, you would still be Yotzei. Why do I say that's more reasonable? Because Shmuel is the one who is usually chayishli yechido. He's the one that is worried about a sheet of a yechidim, in this case Reb Mona. It's not shomeret yavam shekidei shachivet achota. Suppose you have now a woman who has fallen to a group of brothers for yibam. One of the brothers died, and there's a few brothers. The younger brother goes ahead and he gives kiddushin to the sister of the woman who is now is a kuka liyibam to him. So now, normally, the Zika, even if the Zika goes to the older brother, here's the younger brother. So what do we, what's Allah over there? So Mishum Rav Yehuda ben Beter Amru. They quote Rav Yehuda ben Beter saying that the Beis Din tells the younger brother, Hamtein achi yase achicha gadol maaseh. Wait until he finishes his business, either that he gives chalitza or that he completes the yibum, and then you can go ahead and do it. But otherwise, it looks like you're being poger be'achot zikukato. And Shmuel there said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beter. So he apparently is chayish to that das, that yesh zika, and that over here we would ask him to hold on. Tana Rabbana, hishmit ba'asofer otiyot, o psukim. Say that there were letters missing in the Megillah. V'kar'an ha'kore, now the reader reads them, but he reads them, of course, kimiturgam ha'metargem. He basically reads them the way that the, when you're being metargem. So you're being metargem, basically, bal peh. This is how Rashi understands it, which is a little bit funny. I'm just like, read it all peh. Why do you have to explain Kibbutz Gamma with our game? Where all along we've been saying Korah al Pet. What does it mean? So Enochinami, the Gros says over here that it means that you filled it in because the Derech is to read the Targum. You said the Targum on the Pasuk. That you would be Yotzei in the Targum, which is Mashma, that therefore brings a riot from here, that even though you know Hebrew, you would be Yotzei the Targum, not like the Rashi. It's because it's specifically saying Kibbutz Gamma with Targum, which is the norm. Everybody knew that was the derech, like it is in the Teimanishu. Somebody, anybody from the Sibur, or even the children, will say over the Targum on the Pasuk over here, even if you just fold it in, when you were being mitargim. He brings here the Yerushalmi. That's only Ali, but Yerushalmi Amulio. But it goes a little bit beyond our. We can discuss it today, the Yerushalmi. So that would be an additional meaning to Mitragama Mitragama. So you're Beyonce. Mesve. Ayuba Otiot Metushtashot. Omukuraot. Imbrishuman Nikar Kshira. Vim Lazula. Wait a second. You're saying that there's no problem, but the whole Megillah is possible. You're saying that he left out a Pasuk. You read the Pasuk Balper. You're Yotze. But you never read the Megillah. The Megillah is kosher. Over here it says, if it had letters that are missing, so it would be the Pasuk. How do you explain that? Your whole Pasuk is missing here. It says they have letters that aren't written clearly. Okay. Habakula, the miktzata. Depends. I mean, if you've got only a small piece that would be missing, so you can fill it in. If you've got rove that would be missing, so then you can't fill it in. Tana Rabbana, Ishmit ba'kore pasuk echad. Lo yomar ekra etula ve'chakach ekra oto pasuk. Let's say the Balkari leaves out a Pasuk. So you cannot say, okay, fine, I'll hear the Megillah. Then I'll go back and I'll read that pasuk, and I'll fill it in. You can't do that because elakore meoto pasuk ve'elak. Otherwise, it's erugin. So you have to go back and read from that pasuk on. Nichnas lebet haKnesset. You're coming late to shul. Umatzat zibur shekarov chetzia. You read half the Megillah already. Lo yomar ekrach chetzia netzibur ve'charkach ekrach chetzia elakore ota mitvila aviat sofa. So therefore, you would need to start over again. So again, so it comes out that we're saying like this. If there's letters missing, that are missing stuff, we're going to see later on that there's a sheet among the Rishonim that this doesn't apply in the beginning. In the beginning and the end, it has to be, can't be missing anything at all. In the middle, if this part's missing, it's okay. This comes out in the next circuit, Diak and Rav, but if you have pieces that are missing, you still have to read it. So there, it would be kosher to read it about that. So that if you have, whether you have a kosher Megillah or don't have a kosher Megillah, wouldn't matter, because anyway, you'd be reading it about that, and you could read it mitargema mitargem. So although it's nice to have a kosher Megillah, the nice, if the guy, the Balgari, makes a mistake, and you fix it from the ksiva that's in front of you in your chumash, that you're following along, it's also yotzik, it's not worse than korah balpeh. A little bit can be korah balpeh. Mitnamnim yatsa. Hechidami mitnamnim. By the way, it's very interesting. Does this mean you read it while you're sleeping, or you heard it while you're sleeping? It's very interesting. There's a three-way machlokas about it. What's that? Because the question is, does it apply to both? Does it apply dafk if you read it? Because if you read it, I mean, how sleepy are you? I mean, you still did the act of reading, even though you're like half asleep and aren't paying much attention to what you're saying.
Somebody told you read it.
But could also be, let me tell you. This reminds me of Gabi Batash has his cousin who's insanely forgetful. And really, he met him once on the street and he's talking to him, had a little conversation. He says goodbye, and then this guy asks him, do you remember, did I come from that direction? Or did I come from that direction? He said, I don't remember, but what's the difference? He says, no, it's a big difference. If I came from that direction, it means I already ate lunch. I was going. It's all kinds, you know, it's all kinds. This guy, knowing how forgetful he was when his wife was pregnant, he was very careful. And a week before, he already had every last piece in the little suitcase, which he put right by the door. So that's, he knew that he was going to forget it, and it shouldn't be forgotten. So his wife tells him it's time. He grabs the suitcase, runs to the hospital. She calls the hospital. She calls the hospital to tell them that as soon as they see this guy, it sounds like something. There's no way to believe it, but he swears this is what happened. Anyway. Right. Right. Some say dafk if you read it, but if you heard it, it's not names. It's nothing. It's not even hearing. You have to be able to. Others say adarabba, dafka listening. You can be yotzke. Somebody at least is doing something intelligent. But if you're carrying this on, then you're not yotzke. Comes out of it. Three way machlokas here. So what exactly is mis? Of course, we can't say that word without doing our thing about what exactly is misnamnim. We wouldn't want to get that right. So echidami misnamnim. Omer Ravashi nim velo nim tir velo tir. The kari leva ani. You say Richie, and Richie answers, but lo yoda la dire svora. He can't tell you anything. This is actually my focus, what svora is. Rashi says svora means something that requires some thinking. Be not halev, requires a little bit of thinking. But the Rashban says in back himself, and that it means misnamnim is that you ask him, where did you put the ketchup? And that's the svora that we're referring to. But when you're masking him, did you put the ketchup in the, yeah, that's where I put it. So that would be the chance. If you remind him, so then he says, it's interesting, there's some Rishonim who use this as the Makar, and they, in other words, we've had this sugya so many places, but that it has to do with the Megillah. If you ask him, what did the Megillah just say? He'll tell you about the Megillah. So that's the Lo Yada Ladris for. Ayak Kotla Dorsha Magiha. Guy is writing the Megillah. In Kivein Libo Yatz. So I don't understand exactly. What does that mean? He's writing the psukim, and as he's saying them? So the Kamasada psukim. He's saying, Vayhi Bimeach HaShverosh. And then he writes, Vayhi Bimeach HaShverosh. So what good is it? Even Libo. He said it Balpeh. Vayhi Bimeach HaShverosh. And then he writes, Vayhi Bimeach. That doesn't matter. It must be, first he writes, Vayhi Bimeach HaShverosh. Okay, so he writes, Kosav Psuka Psuka. And then, having written, Vayhi Bimeach HaShverosh. So now, the Korele. Now he reads, how could it be Yotzeh? The Megillah only has Vayhi Bimeach HaShverosh written in it. So, Miyatza. The Omer Rabbi Chalma, Omer Rabbi Chalma Bar Chaguri, Omer Rab. Look, fact is later on, there's a machlokas, what defines the Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, that you have to read. Okay, so first of all, it says, Halacha is like the Man Yomar says, the Kriyas HaMegillah is the whole Megillah. From Vayi Bimei HaKashverosh until the end. So, I feel the Man Yomar, but I want you to know that even if you hold like the Man Yomar who says, Ish Yehudi, and that's where you start, Ish Yehudi Ayab Shana Birah, but the Megillah has to be a Megillah. You can't have a Megillah that starts with Ish Yehudi. So Tzricha should take Tuva Kula. You need the whole Megillah to be written. Which means that the case that you're saying, in which he wrote Vayi Bimei HaKashverosh, and then read Vayi Bimei HaKashverosh, it doesn't make any sense. Where's the rest of the Megillah? Now, if you're here, the Rashba is Medayik, why can't there be the rest of the Megillah? Because you said that anyway, the Megillah is only chaser or a couple of words. So then all that's coming to me is that bichtav, is that if you write, if you, your kavana wasn't your reading, you need to have kavana to read. So you medayik from here that at the beginning or at the end where it's very nicker, that over there indeed it's not kosher. When we say that if hishmit ha-sofer, I'm talking about in the middle, I'm talking about in the beginning or in the end. It's another, by the way, fascinating issue that comes from here. Is a person yotze things that need to be said by writing them. Very interesting method. Because suppose if some would bring a raya from here, why does it say that the good thing is he had to have said it? It says over in the Gemara, he said it and then he wrote it. What do you mean, said it? If writing is yotze, just say it. In other words, he wrote it. Do you see that writing is not the equivalent of saying it? Interesting, right? Reb Kiveger is dochet as a raya. That's the whole point of years because that's the imkiva and libo. It's not similar to a case of the normal writing. If you write it in order to be saying it, maybe in a chinami would be yotze. That's the whole point of here is that you're writing it in order to be writing it.
It doesn't have to be written in order.
No. Right. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so what's the case? Ella the man from Megillah came. It must be that there was a Megillah there, and he's reading each pasuk as he's writing. You see? Stressing. He's reading it as he's writing. Doesn't just say that he's writing. So, kari lo minav suka psuka v'kosav lo. Leino misayeh leila rabba barbachana. Is this a raya to rabba barbachana? Since we said that's the case. I mean, why is that the case? In other words, that's got to be the case. Apparently, you're assuming that's the case. Because Rabbi Barbachan Amar B'Yochan, it says, indeed, Asur Lichtov Otak HaShalom HaKtav. You can't write a Megillah because you remember the words Vayi Bimei HaKashverosh. You have to look into a Megillah. Yeah, and then write Vayi Bimei HaKashverosh. Because otherwise, I mean, why are we making an assumption that the case is over here, HaKtav? Hayakotva, Mimeimim, means Hayakotva Ba'peh. Apparently, he's right, says the Gemara. Necessarily. I mean, dealing with the Isra'mi Leis Ramuyeh. I mean, we're just saying. In a case where Ayah Kotva and he was reading it Minachav in order to be Kotva, doesn't mean that's the only way to do it. Gufa, Omer Abba Barchan, Omer Yochanan, Asur Lechav Otachat Shalom Minachav. Meisvet. Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, Maaseh Rabbi Meir, Shalach La'aber Shana Ba'asya, Lo Hayosha Megillah. Once Rabbi Meir went to a place where there was no Megillah, he had gone because of the Gzeres against the Bor Shana and so on. So he went to be with the Shana there, but there was no Megillah, little did he know. So he wrote the Megillah Bilibo, and he read the Megillah that he had written Baal Peh. Omer Rabbi Avu, Shani Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is different, I mean. Rabbi Meir, the Mikayimbe, Vafafecha, Yashio, Negdecha, I mean, he's a person whose eyes, we'll see what the Afafecha refers to over here, are in straight in front of him, meaning that he knew Kalatarakula Baal Peh without any doubts. Omele Rami Bar Chamele Rabbi Yirmi Yami Difti. What does it mean that? It says, I mean, just blink and they disappear, as everybody knows. The moment you walk out of Daf Yomi, it's like you got to go back over again. So yeah, the moment that you know you roll your eyes and it's over. So even those things, the afafecha, are yashiro negdecha. Even those things that manage somehow to disappear, they are right there in front of you for Rabbi Meir. So is that true though? Rav Chista was Ashkel Rav Hananel. Rav Hananel was also a great man, and he was writing Sfarim Shalom Min Aftar. So he told Rav Hananel, "Listen, of course we have Kolat Torah Kula b'katev al picha. Even though, of course, you could write Kolat Torah Kula without a mistake, nonetheless, it's wrong to do so. Because kach amru chachamim asur lichtov otachat Shalom Min Aftar. So now, if he says to him beferish midekamar Kolat Torah Kula ruya shetikatev al picha, he wouldn't have been saying that as a nice thing to say. You don't. That's a has a halachic application. It's telling him halachal amaisa that you are miyushorin. So in other words, he's saif. It's the afafecha yeshiru. And nonetheless, it doesn't help to be afafecha yeshiru. You're not supposed to do it. Zvar Rebbe Meir Katan. Oh, that's because it was Zoshasatcha. It's not, it's two dinim over here. First of all, it has to be Mushar, or even Mishatatcha, where you don't have another Megillah, you can't write it. And it also, in order to do such a thing, it has to be Shasatcha. Shiny. Abaya was Matir for the soul. And right, if it's not Mushar, it has to be that it's Korbayu. So he was Matir to be Bar Chavoy, who were expert Sofrim, to write Tefillin and Mezuzah Shalom in Adab. Kemanki Aitan, Ketanya Rabbi Yirmi Omer, Mishum Rabbeinu, Tefillin and Mezuzot, are Nechtavot Shalom in Adab. Why is that? Because, and Ein Tzrichot Tzirtot, because these are things that are Migros Girsis, in what I will explain. People know them very, very well. So that we didn't make this Takona never to write, unless it's Mitov Adab. And they also don't require Sirtut. That's the question, that who drew that Tefillin and Mezuzot? The Yilchus Tefillin Ein Tzrichot Mezuzot, as we spoke about yesterday, and the idi nitchavot shalom min hatav, but both can be written shalom min hatav. My taima migras karisin. People are great experts in shema, and therefore there's no problem in writing them. And the sofrim in the other parshas of Tzivah. I talked to Vabi Sam. What are these things? Sam is sama. What exactly that is? Big machukism doesn't help. Rashi says it's zarnik, which is a type of yellow dye. Others have other dye stuffs. They speak about mineral dyes. This sikra. This is absolutely sama. What is sikra? Marava barbachana. Sakar tashma. That's what we call that red dye that's used for the miser. And kumus. Kumus is kuma. That's a resin from a tree. Kankantom. Skartadushkafi. That's called Buddha's black. Which was used to make the skins black. And the diftera is a reference to a skin which is partially worked. Maliach. The kamiach, so it's been salted, and it's been sitting there in the water with flour, but lo ofitz, and has not been treated with gallnut, is usually the way to complete the treatment. The type of thing?
Yeah.
You're talking about the dyes or the papers now?
Well, what's not about the dyes?
No, it's actually the same, but there's big machlokesimus of what these things are. It could be what you're used to. Tosfos has a different approach and a lot of these things. Question about whether gallnuts themselves are considered to be kosher. Yo, we'll get to that in a minute. We're going to get to the yo. And niar is what we call machka, which is a papyrus, or basically types of fibers that are connected with some type of binding glue, like paper. Achtek tuva shurit, diftif kichtavam. We said kichtavam means the way that they are used to write. Ala seifu bidyo. What makes us say that? Asiksiv. It says vatita vesera malka. And it says vayomanam baruch mipivi roelai tkolat vorimela. Vanikotev ala seifu bidyo. Do you see that you have to have sefer and dyo? Now here the Rabbeinu Tam, this appears in a number of places that he says that afatzim, which is gallnut juice, is not kosher for dio, and it has to be dio. Now everybody says on the Adarab, the minigas use gallnut dio, and
they put it in the dio.
Yeah. So the question is whether pure gallnut is kosher, and what we call the ibud with gallnuts mixed with other chemicals. The idea over here, it has to be mitkayim, but it also has to be capable of being soluble, because otherwise Parshas Sota doesn't make sense. There is this thing Parshas Sota to put it in. So you have an interesting combination over here. That's even the time that has the water soluble. That creates all of the machlokas about what the nature of the dio is.
It doesn't have to be indelible. It just has to be...
Right. It has to be mitzkayim on the skin, but it can be removed. Right, exactly. Otherwise you can't get it off. Alrighty. Umaro will omar birkat konima karhoda adichtivaisa, aromitadavela amvayalora chenvayered measota katatva lava shlamim. So then, maybe it means kodamavoda. No, it says vayered measot. Miktiv laasot, measot. So then, why not say birkat konima karhoda? No, we already saw it. Says over to that. Makazita de samakta hai, smoke hai. Mistava avodavoda as basically kodamilta. Umar ulomar sim shalom achar birkat konim, because it says v'samo et shmiyah b'nei Yisrael, that sim shalom. What's that bracha? Shalom. Shemar shemir v'rechatam ova shalom. V'chemiyacher the mea v'esrim zekenim miem kabin v'im tiknut vilal seder. What was Shimon HaPakuli doing over there in Yavna? Ma'is dir shachachum v'chazru v'sidrum. Mikan ve'elech asur l'saper b'shvakor shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yomar Rabbi Elazar ma'etek t'imi malo v'rot Hashem l'shmi akot ilatov l'mina el malo v'rot Hashem l'mi shechol l'shmi akot ilatov, which obviously by definition means it should not be tried. Omer Rabba Bar Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan ha'mesaper b'shvakor shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoter midai ne'ekar min ha'olam shema ha'yesupar lo k'yedaber im amar ish to do so k'yivulam. Dorash Rav Yudish Kragi Buraya, Vam Lish Kragi Borchaya, Mai Dekhtiv Lecha Dumiyat Hila, Sama Dekula Mashtuka, Kios Rav Nimi Om Rambi B'marova, Mila B'sela, but Mashtuka B'train, Kora Alper Lo Yatsa Minola, Om Rava Atya Zechira Zechira, Ktivaka Vayamim Eile Nizkarim, Uktivatam Ktav Zot Zikaron B'Sefer, Mala Halan B'Sefer, Afkan B'Sefer, Mimai Dehai Zechira Kriyahi, Dilma Iyun Miyama, לא סלקה דייתך. דתניה, זכור, יוכו בלב, כשאומר, לא תשכח רשיקת הלב אמור. אמר, אני מקיים זכור בפה. קוראה תרגום לא יצא יחידה. אילאים את הכתיב המיקרו וקורא לו תרגום, איזה נדר על פה? לא צריך לכתיב התרגום וקורא לו תרגום. אבל קורא אותו ללא הזאת בלעז, ואמר קורא בכל השם לא יצא. רב שמונה אמרת, ואילת קרא בי בפרנק אלה זיבוני. Second one, Ilaim the Ktiva Ashurit v'Kori LaYavonit, isn't that all bad? Om Revach Om Revelazah, no, it's actually written Belaz Yavonit. Om Revach Om Revelazah, Minayin Shekoro HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYakov El, Shenemar V'yikur Lo El, Elokei Yisrael. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMizbeach, Koro LeYakov El, V'yikro Lo Yaakov Mipoyle, El, V'yikro Lo LeYakov El, Mikoro El, Elokei Yisrael. Meitvei. Kara gifted Ivrit Ilmit Madid Yevanit Lo Yatsa. You said Yatsa Yevanit. Holodami Alaha, the meaning of the Mishnah must be gifted le gifted Ivrit le Ivrim Ilmit le Ilmit Yevanit le Yevanim Yatsa. So then Rabbi Shmuel might look at the Belaz Yevanit. It's no different Yevanit from anything else. Masnitz in your right is Kibraita. Vithiyitma, the Rabbi Shmuel Ba'almitma. Rabbi Shmuel, the Amatavayu. Laz Yevanit, Lako Kasher. Don't you just say Yevanit Yevanim? The Kula Yamalo? Well, you know that with Shem Yamliel. I don't know Shem Yamliel Omer. Av Sfarim Lo Etir Shikatfu Ela Yevanit. And then just say Alok Shem Yamliel. I am Alok Shem Yamliel Av Amina that Stavke B'Shar Sfarim. But the Megillah the Chiba Kichvavon may best be Davke, not Yevanit. Kamash Molan. Halo Eiz Shishama Ashurit Yatsa. How could it be Yotza? Halo Yoda Maika Omar. Well, Midadavi Anashim Yamei Aretz. Maska Ravina, what about us? Atvanana Chashranim Bnei Ramachim Miadina. The point here is that there's a mitzvah kriya and besomenisa. So, okay, mitzvah kriya besomenisa. Kore Serugin Yatza. Lo Haviyadi Rabbonon Mai Serugin. Shemula Amta Devei Rebbe, the Gamal Rabbonon, Davi Ayli Paski Paski Devei Rebbe. Ah, Matai Atem Nechrasim Serugin Serugin. Lo Haviyadi Rabbonon Mai Chalo Glugot. Shemuel Amta Devei Rabbi, the Amra Lelo, who Gavra, the Avika Mavadi Parpechini, and Matea Tamifazer Kalugugecha, Lo Aviyad Rabban Amai Sal Selovat Romimcha, Shemuel Amta Devei Rabbi, the Avi Amra Lelo Gavra, the Avi Mahapik, the Mazye, Amra Lelo, Matea Tamisal Sel Besarecha, Lo Aviyad Rabban Amai Ashlecha Lashem Yahavka, Amra Rabba Barbachan, Zimna Tara, Zimna Bahadi, Hadi Taya, the Katarina Tuna, the Amali Shto Yahavecha, Vishdi Agmalai, לא הביאד רבון המי ותעתיה, תתעתיה במתתי השמיד, שמו עולם תתי רבי, דבי ים לחברתו, שקולי תתיתה ותתי ביתה. תון רבון התורה, סירוגין יצא, סירוסין לא יצא. ובימון העומה משום מביודה, אף בסירוגין, אם שעה כדי לגבור את כולה, חוזר לראש. עומר יוסף, הלוך הקרא בימונה, שם רבשום מביודה. עומר לא יבאי לרב יוסף, does that mean כדי לגבור את כולה מייחד, קורא לסייפה, does it mean מיראשון לסייפה? Omale, well, it must be Mirashal Seifa, because if not, Matata Vrach Lashurim. Omre Bava, Omre Biyami, Obarava, Omarava, Lochik Rebuna. Whereas Shmuel Omre Inalach Rebuna, whereas Bisura, that's the way they said it in Bisura, whereas in Bumbadita, they said it like this. Omre Kana Marava Lochik Rebuna, Shmuel Omre Inalach Rebuna, and Rebibi was Masi Ipa. But Rav Omar Inalach Rebuna, and Shmuel says Alochik Rebuna, and Reb Yosef says, the quote Rebibi Biadefa, because it's reasonable that Shmuel would be one of his chayish for Rebuna, because it's Chai Shechudai. It's Nan Shomeret Yavam Shekinei Shachiv Etachvata. They say Mishomeret Yirav and Betera that Omrim Lo Hamtein Ad Sheyaseh Achicha Gadol Maaseh. And there we find that Shmuel says Loch Rabbi Yudah Ben Betera. So here would probably be Shmuel said Loch Rabbi Mona. Tana Rabban Ani Shmit Basah for Otiot or Psukim. V'karana Korekin Metargem Metargem Yatsa. Meis Ve'ayu Ba'otiot Metushtashot or Mekuraot. Im Rushumam Nikar Kshira Mim Lav Psuma. No Kasha Bekula V'miktzata. Tana Rabban Ani Shmit Ba'akore Pasuk Echad Lo Yomar Akrat Kula V'achar Kach Akra Oto Pasuk. Ela Koreni Oto Pasuk Ve'elach. נכנס לבית הכנסת ומצא ציבור שקרוב חציה, לא יאמר אקרא חציה עם הציבור ואחר כך אקרא חציה, אלא קורא אותם מתחילה ועד סופה. מתענים יצאת אדם עם מתענים, ומרבה שנים ולא נים, תיר ולא תיר דקר לבני ולא ידע לדורי סבורה. אבל כמעט לא נתקע. היה כותבה דורשה בגיעה, אם כיוון לבו יצא, איך ידעני? אידקה בסדר פסוקה פסוקה וכסב לה. So he given levo, what good is it? It would still be out there. Elo de kataf tzuka psuka v'koyela. Umi yatsam, Reb Chava b'aguyam rab, halachik edivrei omer kula. But still, even the mani omer holds the kriya zonam yishudi, certainly the Megillah has to be written kula, tzuchtek tuva kula. Elo de mancha Megillah kamei, and he's reading tzuka psuka, and he then writes it. So let me say, Rabbi Barbachana, the Omer Rabbi Barbachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Asur lichtov ot achat shalom min aktam, the Omer nitrami leit muyei. Gufa Omer Rabbi Barbachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Asur lichtov ot achat shalom min aktam. Meis v'amr tshimim ben alozer maaseb, Rabbi Meir, shalach v'aber shana ba'aseb, lo haya sham megila, v'katva min libo, v'kara. Omer Rabbi Meir, shani Rabbi Meir, the kamei bei vafafecha yashiru negdecha. Omele Rami Barcham and the Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Yirmiyah Bidifti, what is the meaning of vafafecha yashiru? I'm going to know. Eil divrei Torah. Divrei Torah says, ha-seif einecha bo veinenu. And nonetheless, afilo achi miushar netzor Rabbi Meir. Rav Kista Ashke, Rav Hanan, that the Kata Tzom Shom Ektab, Omele, ru'uya kol ha-terek kololi katev al picha, elakach amruch ha-chamim, asur lechtov ot achat shalom min ektab. So midik ha-omar kol ha-torah kula ru'uya shetikatev al picha, mechlal de miyusharim en etzo. Vor Rabbi Meir katab, shatat chak sheni. Abaye shalom de vei barcham, alimich tefilin mezuzah shalom min ektab. Kaman ki hai tani, the tani of Yirmiyah, nubshim rabbeinu, tefilinu mezuzot, nechtavot shalom min ektab, ve'ein tzrichot tzirtut. Ve'yulchata, tefilin, ein tzrichim tzirtut, mezuzot tzrichim tzirtut, and idim and idim, nechtavot shalom min ektab. My taima, negres gerizim. Haitak tuva besam, sam sama, sikra, is amrabba barbacham, sakartashma, kumus, is kuma, kankantom, is Acharta de Ushkefi, Diftra, the Meliach, the Kamiach, the Lohafitz, Niyar is Machka, Archetek, Tuva, Asherit, by the way, here the Kankantom is the question of whether it's vitriol. I forgot to mention this. I mean, we've spoken about it so many different times, but Tosfos Tainis, it doesn't make sense to say it's cupric sulfate because that's green, it's not really black, and over here it's referred to as black, so how could it mean it? Acharta de Ushkefi, you don't make black green shoes and then Kartadushkifi. Okay, so they say it makes it have to be if it's mixed with other chemicals, not mixed with other chemicals.
It's like another
one
says
Esther's
green.
I'm just, I'm only half, I'm it's
not green.
Green. Green. Green. Green. Green.
That had to do with energy usage. Archtek tuva shurit, if kliv kichtavam of his manam. Alasefu bidyom inolan, atiet kliv aktiv. It says, but tichtov is teramalkan. It says, vayom am borok li pivi korea, lait kaladvim aila. When it was tev, alasefer bidyom.